Welcome back, friends. So we're in Isaiah. There's the exile. They have the discipline. The discipline is to because they broke the Sinai covenant. They will, on the other side of it, they will return. This isn't permanent. They will restore the relationship with Christ. And, rebuild the temple. And so a major promise we're looking for here is that Davidic king that will always sit on the throne. And so we want to really track that bloodline. So in the history, so there's a particular Messiah. And of course, fulfillment is in Jesus Christ. Remember those two genealogies, one's in Luke, one's in Matthew. Luke starts in Adam, Matthew starts at Abraham.
Right.
This is what we need to establish with Christ, right? He's always a Davidic king. Always a Davidic king.
It's just so amazing, the centuries covered and the traceability of it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. 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 Okay. So, so Jesus is a good shepherd. He is both God and the new David and the suffering servant. All in one. So yes, the major prophets, the issue of the shepherds. Yes, there were bad shepherds, bad priests, bad kings, other leaders, and they were leading the people astray, abusing the people and not caring for them, living off the fat of the flock instead of nourishing the flock they sick so they could grow, mature and grow. They were not loving the flock, but using them. And that's true. That's true today, my friends.
Right.
You're right. It speaks straight up to today.
Yeah.
Yeah. God consistently says he will be their shepherd. God will care for the least of them, and God will bring back the strays. So when Jesus went up to Capernaum, that's the northern part. That's where the 10 tribes, the lost tribes of Israel, he's going back to grab, to bring them back.
Right.
So prophecies of the new Davidic king, the Messiah, he would be shepherd, he would lead them, and he would rule over them in righteousness. And if we had a real strict reading, perhaps such as the Pharisees, there might seem to be a tension, because is this God human? Is it a human Davidic descent strictly? How is that going to really work out? That here's God, but then he's going to be a good shepherd, and then he's going to be a suffering servant for his people. And it's that miracle and mystery of the incarnation that we see it all come together. John 10, a hireling, Christ says, is set over the people and flock, but it's not actually the hireling. So he runs away to save his own hide, to care for the sheep for another reward, but not the flock itself. Even the good ones can do that. And Christ says, I'm not going anywhere. I am the good shepherd. And he laid his life down for his sheep. And so, right, the fancy term is hypostatic union. He is a divine person. He is both God and man in one person.
I've not heard that term. I like that.
It's Greek. It's Greek. Well, any other thoughts?
Oh, I'm excited. I think it's beautiful, and I love that the miracle and mystery of the incarnation, and I think even beyond that, just the entire life and ministry of Christ, even still today, is this miracle and mystery ongoing that we are actually invited to participate in. And yeah, I never want to forget the wonder and awe of that, just to even be invited as, you know, another son and welcome to the family covenant.
Yes, that's right. That's right. We're not just servants and slaves. I've called you friends. And right. With baptism, right, there's an oath taken. God's blessings are there. And we become his sons and daughters by adoption. That is a great grace. That is a great grace. To see the kind of heart, the kind of person Christ is, it's the Beatitudes. That's a self-portrait of Christ, right? And that's our identity, or should be our identity we aspire to.
Yes.
It's an awesome adventure. All right, friends, that is a introduction, and not even as in-depth, right? Because Micah said was exactly right. You could spend your whole life. And well worth it, well worth it, in Isaiah, who is the Shakespeare of sacred scripture. Anything else, Micah? Are we good?
I think we're good. Thank you so much, Karen.
Thank you. Until the next time, our friends. Fide Sedratio.